twist. They're twisting in Cleveland, in Kansas City too. They're twisting in Wildwood, in Pittsburgh and St. Louis. So baby, get ready, I'm gonna twist with you.
Attention. Here's Ken Nardine's Word Jazz.
Stare with your ears. Okay.
Sure, we have a room. Come on over. Got a nice room. Two windows.
Yeah, I think this is the place. Hope it's got a good view. Really hope so. Yeah, it's me. I called before.
We know.
I'd like to see the room.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Yeah, a room with a view.
Yeah, we know. This is the room.
Oh, this is quite a place.
It is lovely.
Two windows, huh?
Yeah, two windows.
Yeah, let me look at the view.
Isn't that lovely? Beautiful?
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is? It is beautiful.
Oh, that is lovely. Oh, trees and flowers. And... see, the sky's blue. Eh? Oh, lovely clouds.
It is lovely.
Oh, that's a... that's a nice view, that really is. How about the other window? Let me see there.
Here it is.
Hey, that's so different. What?
It is.
That's awful.
It is.
That's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
It is.
There's nothing but desolation.
That's what it is.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Rusted out old cars.
A lot of litter.
That's terrible. No, I don't think I want this room.
We have other rooms.
Have you got another room?
We have other rooms.
Maybe with just one window.
A room with just one window? Okay, follow me.
Yeah, I'll follow you.
Down this hall.
This is a long corridor.
It is.
Okay, this is it, huh?
This is it.
Okay, let's see this place.
There's the window.
Yeah. That's a nice view. Only one window here. That's a...
Look at the view.
It's a nice view.
Look at it.
But, it's changing. And it's changing again. Doesn't it stay the same?
Never.
I mean, it's different. Every time I look out the window, there's a different scene. And it's changing right while I'm watching.
It's the way it is.
Do you have a room with no windows? No windows at all. No windows. Just some pictures on the wall, that's all. Pictures on the wall.
We have other rooms.
Here we are, you and I.
Yeah, Word Jazz.
Word Jazz.
Here we are with something imaginary in the trembling air between us.
Word Jazz.
Word
Jazz. Where will the imaginary take us this time?
Word
Jazz. I think we should go this way, though, would you?
Okay.
You can hold my hand. Come on.
Oh, nice.
We'll get a seat over here.
Oh, what a nice place.
I think you'll like this. I hope you'll like it.
Who's that?
It's different.
Who's that guy up there?
Oh, there's the conductor. See him?
Yeah. See?
Yeah. It's about to begin.
It's a little heavy.
Yeah, I hope you like it.
Should go on a diet.
Look the way he moves his arms.
Beautiful.
Gets a lot out of the orchestra.
Graceful.
He's turning around.
He's looking at us.
What a happy smile.
This is unusual.
It is.
Your lips were like a red and ruby chalice.
He's saying,
warmer than the summer night.
He's saying the lyrics.
I know, he's a talking singer.
The clouds were like an alabaster palace.
He wants us to
rising to a snowy height.
To join in.
Lads, I love this tune.
Each star, its own
star.
Aurora Borealis.
Its own Aurora Borealis.
Suddenly you held me tight.
Suddenly you held me tight.
I could see the midnight sun.
I like it.
Don't you like that? I love it. I love it. I love it.
Oh, Raymond.
I can't explain.
Sell everything.
The silver ring that found me.
Raymond!
You're the moon of day.
I know that's you, Raymond!
The music of the universe.
Yeah, around. Sure, the music of the universe.
Or was that a nightingale?
That was a nightingale.
And then your arms miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky turned pale.
Oh, look. I see that pale sky.
I could see the midnight sun.
Yeah, there it is, up there with the Aurora Borealis.
Two slow gin fizzes, please.
I love
was
it.
There such a night?
Kind of playing.
It's a thrill I still don't quite feel.
But it was thrilling.
So romantic.
Yeah, I like this place. I really do.
I'm glad we came.
So am I.
But after you were gone.
I'm glad we came.
But after you are gone,
there's still some.
I like the way you join in.
Honestly,
sing it. Well, always something new. That's true.
This is a fun
the flame
place.
Of it may dwindle to an ember.
The flame of it may dwindle.
And the stars forget to shine.
And the stars forget to shine.
And we may see the meadow
Raymond,
in December.
Don't forget the
icy
white
crystalline
meadow in December.
But oh, my darling, always I remember,
but always remember
when your lips were close to mine.
When your lips.
And we saw the midnight sun.
Kissing.
Love your lips, you have two of them.
Kissing is so much fun. I'm glad we came here. When should we go now?
What's this?
This is a... Well, I don't want to call it a program.
What is it?
This is a show.
Oh.
No, it isn't even a show because we're not showing off. This is a kind of audio happening, if you will.
Okay.
In which we deal with many, many different problems. We have a problem, for example, in a suburb of a smaller city.
Yes.
And if I can Bruce, could you get in touch with the suburban problem?
Bruce?
Good.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, this is our suburban problem.
Yes, it is. I'm speaking to you directly from friendly Coon Rapids, Minnesota.
Where? Well, what is your suburban problem up there?
Grass? Yes. Problem in this particular part of the country is finding the proper type of grass to plant. It's a very big problem. As you can see, we have a tremendous amount of ground to cover with grass here, and it's a perplexing problem.
Yes, but you know that grass is illegal, don't you?
Only in certain areas of Minnesota, Ken. I'm sure you're not aware of all the circumstances. Or you wouldn't make a statement like that.
Well, just
a minute, please.
Yes?
We're talking mainly about the Marion Blue types of grass, which, as you know, are perfectly legal in all areas of Minnesota, Illinois, the southern half of Wisconsin, and Iowa.
But not in western Kentucky.
That is correct.
Yes, that's
correct. Now, in Kentucky, they are going into the Kentucky Green rather than the Kentucky bluegrass. Of course, Kentucky green is a much longer, finer type of grass, and it's unusual to look at and really quite pleasing to the eye.
Well, now, I don't feel that I am truly capable of answering your problem, but we do, fortunately...
I haven't told you the problem yet.
Oh.
Now, the problem is actually whether we should use Marion Blue on the easement portion of our lawn, or if we should go into the Kentucky green grass. Now, this is a problem, and also we have to decide what type of grass to use between the crosswalks at the corner of the block. Now, picture in your mind's eye the crosswalk at the corner of a block. You have the walk going one way and then the other way. Well, this part of the lawn area that the owner of the home in the corner has to be covered with some type of grass. Now, this is the area that's in question. Should we use Marion Blue or should we go to the Kentucky green type of grass for the crosswalk area?
Before I turn you over to our grass authority, may I ask you one question? Are you using...
Yes, would you like to ask me a question?
Yes, I would like to ask you a question, if it's all right with you.
Go right ahead. I can hear you quite well up here in Fridley, Coon Rapids.
By the way, sir, what is your name?
I'd rather not disclose that.
I can understand that.
Yes. The legalities of the problem we're posing. Would you answer the question?
All right, well, here is the question that I pose. Are you using a proper fertilizer up there?
Fertilizer?
Yes.
Ah, perhaps we've struck the crux of the problem. What sort of a fertilizer would you suggest? What do you use there where you are?
Well, our authority suggests salt and pepper, but rather than usurp his throne, I would now like you to get your answer from Charlie Clack. Charlie, would you please answer our problem?
I'm standing by here.
There's a fly here.
An aging young rebel called What's His Name wanted to be different while he stayed the same, and he couldn't. He just couldn't, no matter what he would try. Told by his mother, an aging old thing, better go see Clever. You give Clever a ring, which he did. Called him up, just so Mommy wouldn't cry. Clever heard his story about different and the same. Said, you crazy? Is this some silly game? No, no, it ain't. Like Mommy said, you gotta straighten out my head. Clever, you're so clever. Is your cleverness enough? Can you help this aging rebel? Do you really have the stuff? Bet you don't have. Bet you bread that you'll pass the buck instead. Clever sent our hero to a crowded, funny room where a crowd of cunnings listen, giggle in the gloom. That's your problem, aging rebel. Don't you really know the score? What's this rebel's name? You crazy? You think you're gonna change this silly world? Better see yourself a shrink. Cunningly they argue about our boy, who's breaking down the door. Now he's running down a dark. Diabolical awaits. Grabs him by the ankle. Ain't it just like fate? Let go! Oh no, would you? Diabolical inside. Diabolical laughs in an alley full of soot. Never let you go. You're gonna lose your little foot. Forget the same, you'll be different now. Somewhat shorter on one side. Panic in his brain pulls and gets away. Loses him a foot. It's a dark and evil day. See him running, limping blood. Something soft is just ahead. Something soft is gentle. He's fallen by her side. She comforts him with kisses. He dreams of suicide. See how things are, aging rebel, in a world you never made. Gentle is so gentle. Grabs the trouble by its root. Bandages his stump. Cuts off his other foot. So you see, it seems to me, a kind of gentle cruelty. Aging rebel's older, a little wiser maybe too. Gentleness has fixed him. Does he look like me and you? Footless and fancy free. Think how happy Mom will be.
Hi, fellas.
Ready?
Good to see you.
Hey.
Jim.
Hey, wait. What are you... Hey.
Bah!
Ooh! Oh. Hey!
Let me read this resume. Born out of wedlock, got feet of clay, golden-headed, likes to think something metal could be zinc. Went on upstairs, down the street, found the middle, what a treat. In the middle, there he was. In the middle, just because, did his silly all day long, found a place he could belong. Let me read his resume. Born out of wedlock, got feet of clay, likes to think something metal could be zinc, a falling petal. He went upstairs, down his street, found the middle, what a treat. Found the middle, what a treat. Golden-headed, feet of clay. Golden-headed, feet of clay.
I must tell you.
Golden-headed.
He is golden-headed.
Feet of clay.
But he
golden-headed.
Has feet of clay.
Feet of clay.
He has feet of clay.
Golden-headed.
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 Feet of
golden-headed.
Clay.
Golden-headed. Feet of clay. Let me read
golden-headed.
His resume.
Feet of clay.
Born out of wedlock.
Feet of clay.
Got feet of clay.
Feet of clay.
Golden-headed.
Clay.
He likes to think
feet of clay,
something metal
feet of clay.
It could be zinc
feet of clay.
Way out upstairs
feet of clay.
Down the street
feet of clay.
Found the middle
feet of clay.
What a treat
feet of clay.
In the middle
feet of clay.
There he was
feet of clay.
Golden metal
feet of clay.
Just because
feet of clay.
Golden silly
feet of clay.
Golden lord
feet of clay.
Golden clayless
feet of clay.
He could be loved
feet of clay.
Golden clay.
Sure is nice, huh? I've never heard it sound like this before. Have you? It's a great place to take a dog for a walk. The whole neighborhood is aware of Scratch. That's my dog's name. You know, he can't hear. He's deaf now. He's pretty old.
Yes.
So I have to use signs.
I like the way you talk to me with your hands.
And he follows the signs very well.
What do you want me to do now?
But he really can't hear.
It's true, but I'll do anything.
I talk to him just the same. People think that I'm talking to him, and I am, but...
I can see your lips moving.
I know that he can't hear.
I can't hear a thing.
You know what I tell people when I... You can become friendly enough to tell him.
I can't hear you, but I can.
I tell him that he can lip read.
He can read your lips.
Yeah. Scratch can lip read.
I can read your lips.
Really can.
Yep.
In fact, you know, I've been reciting things to him.
I can read your lips.
And I can see that he understands. In fact, he actually mimics me as I'm reading, say, to be or not to be, that is the question. And I'll see his lips go. To be or not to be, that is the question. Yeah, if I could get him some kind of way to vocalize, I'd have a lip-reading, singing dog.
Your attention, please.
I could go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen.
With a dog like that.
We're so proud tonight.
time. Scratch.
To be able to present.
It'll be you and me.
Scratch.
You devil, you.
And his Wonder Master.
Yeah. It'll be you and me.
A little applause, folks.
You devil.
Let's welcome up.
I like applause.
Applause isn't everything. Really, it's far more important to know who is applauding.
Oh, but I like applause.
One thing I can tell you for
yeah.
sure.
What's that?
Change of climate, yeah. going away from home,
yeah.
quitting your job,
yeah.
isn't going to accomplish a thing.
What do you mean?
See, there's no easy way
yeah.
to escape boredom.
What do you mean?
You've got to really work. And excitement and frenzy and all the wonderful opposites to boredom.
So
you've got to work at it.
No, I know.
I get, well, that's all I can tell you. Just work at it.
I get bored. Too easily.
I mean, worry about it.
I can't worry. Hi, fellas.
Ready? Aim.
Hey, well, wait a minute. I was just making fun of myself. That's all. Just making fun of myself.
Fire!
Ooh! They're a good group. Yeah, I like to sit here and let their fingers do my dreaming. Hey, go ahead, fingers. Tell me how it is. What do you think about the way we are? What's the thing most worth doing? Not just making money. Not just making love. Gotta be something more. More than love and money. Maybe, fingers, you tell me. Maybe it's looking for some far away, not yet even imagined world of the simple. Universe of the true. The simple true. Wonder what shape it is. And how it keeps its shape. Or if it does. Maybe it keeps changing all the time. Maybe it's never the same. And always the same. That isn't the ending, is it? Maybe it's never the same and always the same. Always. Is this the ending? Is it? That's the end. It's the ending. Walking in the rain. Walking in the rain. Walking in the rain. I like to walk in the rain. Especially when I got a raincoat on like this. Scratch doesn't like it though. He can't go out. Walking in the rain. Well, it's just to get a newspaper. Boy. Walking in the rain. Yeah, it might clear up. Yeah, it could clear up. It's funny. Over here it's all dark, and over here it's all light. Yeah, I think it'll clear up. Yeah. Scratch will get his walk. He'll get his walk. Yeah, he gets everything he needs. Yeah, I've got that dog exactly... where he wants me. Yeah, I better go home and take for a walk. Scratch, you do. I swear you can tell. Scratch, you old devil.
Scratch, you.
I swear you can talk.
Swear you can talk.
Go get your necktie.
Go get get your necktie.
It's time for your walk.
Time for your walk.
Where will you take me?
Where will you take
guess
me?
God only knows.
Guess God only knows.
Somewhere inside of where yesterday goes. We're both getting closer.
Yesterday goes.
The farther we go.
Both getting closer.
Deep in the shallow.
The farther we go.
Of what do we know?
Deep in the shallow.
Feels like forever.
What do we know?
This instant we're in.
Feels.
Must be right next to where endings begin.
This instant we're in.
We go where we go.
Must be right.
Again and again. And nobody knows where or when.
We go where we
sort
go.
Of a secret.
Again, again.
Instinctively shared. That I'm telling you.
I
thought maybe you cared.
Sort of a secret.
It's only a walk.
Instinctively shared.
A short one at that.
I'm telling you.
The scratch and I take.
And maybe you can.
Who knows where we're at?
Only a walk.
He and his sniffing.
Short one at that.
And me and my rhyme.
The scratch and I take.
Walking the edges.
Who knows?
Of where goes the time.
Yes.
Angel or demon.
Come
fly by my side. Take me wherever my naked can hide. Come see the wind blow the falling down leaf. Take me where laughter is louder than grief.
Take me where laughter.
Scratch, you old devil. I swear you can talk. Go get your necktie. It's time for your walk. Where will you take me? Yes, God only knows. Somewhere inside of where yesterday goes. Till the next time, this is Ken Nordine.
And this is Austin covering for Barno here on the Cheek and Tongues program. And, you know, the last time I did a little show like this, I called it my Cheek and Tongues Fill-In Shows attempt, where I brought to you the first two installments of Ken Nordine's Word Jazz. And I'm sure I talked about this last time, but it seems worth mentioning this time that Ken Nordine's Word Jazz, he had a show called Word Jazz going back to, like, the 50s or something. I mean, it's been a long time. He did the Word Jazz on the radio for a long time. But at some point, I think it was the late 80s, maybe in the 90s. I think maybe we looked this up once and I can't remember exactly. But at some point, he started a new show called Word Jazz. It was a half hour. And it was syndicated on NPR as well as many other places. And so in addition to all the news and politics and interviews with people who are working in Washington and whatnot, occasionally on NPR you would hear this. mixed in for quite a while. There was about 80 some odd episodes of Word Jazz that he made in this way, and I think it was just him and maybe a few accomplices here and there to call in and do a voice when he would need you to do one, but yeah, it was really kind of a fascinating show, and I caught a few of them as a young person, and then I've always kind of wondered about them. And then, of course, in the internet era, all this stuff is available to us to enjoy whenever we want. So I have enjoyed a lot of Word Jazz and kind of got to fulfill that little feeling of listening to these when I was a youth. Yeah, let's say a quick hello to folks who are hanging out in the digital salon, our listener chat or listener comments area. We got Imaginos and WR. Hey, thanks for popping in. Always a pleasure. Barno himself from On the Road made a little comment to just let everybody know that I am taking over for a week. So nice to see you able to get in there and have some fun. Super special K. You know, every once in a while, Ken Nordine comes on, and then you just got to stop and listen. So I'm glad you did that, too. David the Splatter. Hooray! Always nice. Laura Panic. That's always fun. Laura always lurking, always listening, always leaving good comments. And Charles, hey, I'm having a good time. Look at that. Charles is the best. So. Imaginos makes a comment here. NPR was where I first heard the radio version of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Yes, I think I was not so lucky to catch that particular show on NPR, but I had friends and whatnot who talked about it, and then not too much longer, when I was just out of high school, I finally met somebody who could give me some tapes. So it was nice to be able to listen to that show and then be astonished by it. Someday I'll play that stuff on here. But today we're doing more word jazz. So I have another episode. That was episode 3 of the Modern Word Jazz series for radio. We're going to listen to episode 4 next. And that will bring us to the top of the hour, all the way to Dime Store Radio Theater. And we will go from there. And I do apologize for the hum you might hear in the background when I talk on the radio. It is unfortunately unavoidable at this time, but a new mixer is on the way, so hopefully things will sound a lot better very soon. In the meantime, more word jazz.
Psst, PSST. Are you ready?
Someone Special presents Ken Nardine's Word Jazz.
Stare with your ears.
I've heard of him.
Dream.
I
can.
Here's where the dreaming starts.
Dream. I'll go along with you.
Light looks sort of funny. It
does.
Guess it looks the way it's got to look.
Dream.
Dark inside a sunny.
Dark inside.
Hey, let me open up the door here.
Dream.
Keys sure make a lot of noise.
Yeah, noisy. Hey, what about the door?
I gotta get some oil to fix that squeak.
Inner sanctum.
No. Down the stairs. To see my toys.
I'm right behind you.
Kind of sloshy down here.
Not kidding.
Gotta get myself a pump.
You have a flood?
See the flotsam floating there?
What is it?
Basement looks just like a dump.
Looks like masks.
Floating masks around our feet.
Look.
Masks of God knows who. Hey, let me show you how I look.
Okay.
Wearing you guess who.
Let's see.
See? See how goofy Fallen looks?
I don't know who you are.
This was Adam's mask.
Adam?
Daffy Apple Wisdom's boy. Eve's the one to ask.
Oh, there's Eve's mask.
Snaky, sneaky apple trick. Think how smart you are.
You devil, you.
Go find water with a stick. Thank your lucky star. Measure up the universe. Oh, you like your coffee black?
Yeah, no sugar.
You could teeter on your toes. Sharper than the sharpest tack.
Here you talk nice.
Eve will transcendental be. Slitting skirts is in.
Is that true?
Funny how the snake's at fault, introducing sin.
Yeah, low belly.
Now let me take this Adam off. Let me put on Eve.
Oh, you look so sweet.
Oh, how sweet and full of guile. Chauvinists, please leave.
That nice looking chick.
Feminine is where it is. Snake is part of man.
Oh, yes.
Female knows the simple truth.
Yeah, what's that?
Boy is mommy's man.
Mommy's boy.
Here is where the dreaming starts.
Word jazz. Here we are with something imaginary in the trembling air. Between us.
We're just...
Where will the imaginary take us this time?
Word
Jazz. Hey.
This is silly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to...
Me? This is Goofy. Hey.
Verbal attack.
This is Goofy.
That's coming up fast. Verbal attack, as you know, has appeared at the Smithsonian Institute.
Another hit.
The Art Institute. Also, they've been available for barge parties. They are ready to do weddings.
Where are you?
Wakes. They're interested in making a career where they are of value to society. Just remember, the verbal...
He's got to make a phone call.
Where were you washing dishes?
Up in the Park Building, New York.
I bet you that was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you get to know everybody?
I didn't get to know everybody too well.
Oh, heck. Yeah, they probably... It's sort of like a watery sweatshop, isn't it?
Well, I was up to my elbows sometimes.
Was this hand drying, or...?
I usually had to do them by hand. They didn't have a very good operation up there.
My gosh, you'd think that like a dishwasher machine, you could just load it.
You would think, but eggs, I tell you, Ken, eggs gotta be washed by hand.
That's true.
The dishwasher just bakes it on there.
You know, the eggs, they don't get off, huh?
No, they just won't get off.
So they, what do you use, kind of like a steel wool?
Well, I would use it, but it really ruined my hands.
Yeah.
And I gotta protect my hands.
Did you wear rubber gloves?
No, I would have felt kind of silly.
How about the temperature of the water?
The temperature of the water was quite hot.
What, 212 degrees?
Well, for the wash cycle, it was a minimum of 150, and for the rinse, it was a minimum of 180.
I bet you got red, raw hands from that.
I really had old man's working hands for a while.
What lotion?
I used whatever I could find after I got off work.
I know what you mean. Actually, I understand that certain plants, if you have chlorophyll, you can just rub it on your hands, look green, but...
That would smell nice.
That's an Indian cure. You know how, if you ever looked at an Indian's hands?
They're
metal fly. My gosh. There is a... He's back. That's an old fly.
An old fly?
Yeah, we've had... Look at him. He'll land. He will. Any minute. Because he's never flown this long. There, see?
Oh, where'd he land? On the pencil?
Your nose. On the end of my nose here.
See? The end of your nose.
And there he goes. Huh? He heard us talking about him.
Shy old fly.
He is a shy fly. Yeah. There's no question about that. It's quite difficult to record a fly.
Is it?
Buzzing around the room.
How come? What's the problem?
Well, the problem is that the fly doesn't fly close to the microphone all the time.
Well, of course not.
Well, it means he fades away, goes off mic, and you don't hear him.
Tough.
We've even tried to record him with a shotgun mic.
You're kidding.
Well, what you have to do is get a very small wireless mic.
Very small? Yeah.
Very small.
Uh-huh.
And you strap it around the fly's middle. Somewhere between the thorax and the abdomen.
I can see that.
So wherever the fly flies,
He'll be on mic.
Good thing.
And you'll be able to hear him.
Hey.
Close up.
Hey, yes.
No matter where he flies.
Clever.
The trouble is, when he lands, the microphone makes a funny, bonky kind of sound.
Oh.
You have to edit that out later.
Oh.
I mean, who wants a recording of a fly buzzing around with a big bonk every time it lands?
Oh, well, you could cut that out editing, yeah.
Well, we tried shock mounting the fly mic.
Oh?
But the rubber tickled the fly into spasms of laughter. You can't have fly giggles and guffaws. Spoils the buzzing sound.
Of course not.
Just as much as the bonks. You can see the problem.
I sure can.
Let me tell you what we did. We got a fly who wouldn't laugh or giggle or guffaw when the wireless mic was shock mounted around its middle. And we trained that fly to follow the other fly. And the recording was perfect. Kind of a helicopter fly. No giggles, no guffaws, no terrible bonks. Yeah, sometimes I wonder.
I do,
the trouble we go to.
I do, too.
In some of the things we think of.
Giggling fly.
Sometimes I wonder. The trouble I go to.
In some of the things he thinks of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Now we're beginning to get
there. Yeah, sometimes I wonder.
Yeah, we're getting there now. Yeah.
At trouble I go to.
Oh, you've got to go to that trouble after all.
Some of the things I think of.
Where are we now?
Sometimes I wonder.
Sometimes I wonder.
About what? I guess we all do. About what?
At the trouble we go to.
Oh, yeah, we go to a lot. Yeah, we do.
Some of the things.
A lot of trouble.
We think of.
But it's
some of the things.
Fun.
Sometimes I wonder.
Sometimes I wonder.
At the trouble we go to.
Sometimes I wonder.
Some of the things at the trouble we go
think
to.
Of.
Sometimes I wonder.
Sometimes
at the trouble we go to. And some of the things we think of.
It's kind of windy here, isn't it?
The motion picture industry has provided a window on the world. And the colonized nations have looked through that window and have seen the things of which they have been deprived. It is perhaps not generally realized that a refrigerator can be a revolutionary symbol to a people who have no refrigerators.
I know what you mean.
A motor car owned by a worker in one country can be a symbol of revolt to a people deprived of even the necessities of life.
Taxi! Taxi!
Hollywood helped to build up the sense of deprivation of man's birthright.
I was in Hollywood.
And that sense of deprivation has played a large part.
Went in and out of focus.
In the national revolutions of post-war Asia.
And a dirty lens.
And I'll tell you, movies are better than ever.
Yeah, that's true.
Go to the movies.
I watched the movies last night. Great. Yeah, they're talking. Marvelous. I love to go to the movies. Anything. I love the popcorn. I love the candy. The smell of the popcorn.
Pretty sad.
The movie up on the screen.
Discovery. Of the alphabet will create forgetfulness.
What?
In the learner's souls.
What are you talking about?
Because they will not use their memories.
What? But what memory?
They will trust to the external written characters.
What are you talking about?
And not remember of themselves.
I remember. What do you want me to
You
remember?
Give your disciples not truth.
What do you want truth?
but only the semblance of truth.
What do you want me to remember?
They will be heroes of many things.
Yes, but what?
And will have learned nothing.
What do you mean?
They will appear to be omniscient.
Wait.
And generally will know nothing.
Wait a minute, who are you talking about?
What do you mean? You mean that Socrates said that?
Who are you talking about?
Oh, come on. Come off it, baby. Why don't you go out and have a good time somewhere? What kind of talk is this anyway? You think it's gonna add up the way you're talking? Come on, fella.
Shouldn't have drunk it, Socrates.
Who are you? Who are you?
Well, I'm not taking down any names. But you can take down names. Not me. I'm not taking down names. I'll take down spirits. Yeah, but not names. Yeah, spirits are okay.
I don't like to tell you this, but
you will.
There are, well, 30 spokes. Are made one by holes in a hub.
Yeah, yeah.
By vacancies joining them for
yes.
wheel's use.
Inventing the wheel.
The use of clay in molding pitchers comes from the hollow of its absence.
Yeah, it's,
doors, you know, windows in a house are used for their emptiness.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Thus, we are helped by what is not.
Yeah, can't see.
Use what is. Sometimes I wonder if it's all going to come out all right.
It's gonna come out all right. Just get a grip on yourself. Come on. Here, here's a place you can grip here. That's enough.
Out of furniture! Plato is in second place.
Let go. Hold on to your kneecap, too. Throwing cartilage in that vein.
Time goes by.
Coming on the far turn. We see that James Joyce. James Joyce is in the driver's seat. We can cut to Joyce. We are cutting to you, Joyce.
Well, thank you.
Marvelous.
Oh, I'd say the Prout who will invent a writing there ultimately is the poet. Still more Leonard, who discovered the rating there originally.
Jimmy, you sound a little English. I thought you were an Irishman.
Oh, forgive me, but I've been gone so long, I finally went back to England. You know how it is. That's the point of extracolity. Our books of Keats reaches from mind to so-and-so. Many counterpoint words. Oh, what can't be coded can be decoded. Even here I sees what no eye e'er grieved for. Now the doctrine obtains. We have occasionally cause causing effects, and effects occasionally re-causing alter effects. Yes. Jimmy Joyce. I hope that he is accepted someday.
He's accepted.
In darling, tooting Dublin.
He's way up there. He's accepted, don't worry. He made it.
Step forward, folks. Step forward.
What's happening?
Step inside.
Jimmy. All right, I'm coming inside. There she is. The lovely lady.
She sure is.
The result of genetic engineering.
Looks almost real.
Yeah. Let me tell the story.
I'll let you tell the story.
I think you'd like to hear.
Okay, I'm listening.
Guy was pretty clever.
Who?
Used to work in here.
And a funny looking guy?
Don't know why he told me. I guess he likes to talk.
What'd he tell you?
Just can't keep a secret.
I know the type.
Call him Mr. Squawk. Here's where he did it.
Blabby.
working very late. Yeah, put the girl together.
Why?
Just to have a date.
Oh, you're kidding.
Told me how he did it.
How'd he do it?
Working in this lab.
How'd he do it?
Made the perfect woman.
I'd like to know.
And then he had to blab.
No one's told me.
Now everybody wants her.
Yeah.
On the silver screen.
I think I've seen her.
She's so very special.
Oh, yeah.
Something to be seen.
Perfect. I like her.
Other women hate her. Perfect isn't fair.
Never was.
They hate the guy who made her.
Blabby.
They'd love to pull her hair. Kind of makes you think of Adam.
How come?
And what was done with Rib.
Oh, I know what you mean, yeah.
Eve was kind of perfect. Yeah, first in women's lib.
How about that tree of knowledge?
No one really liked her.
Yeah, about that snake, too, huh?
Friendly with a snake.
Yeah, those apples.
Eating funny apples.
Yeah, that was wrong.
What a big mistake.
Look where it's got us now.
Yeah, here is where he did it.
Here is where he did it.
Working very late.
Working very late.
Put his girl together.
Put his girl together.
Just to have a date.
Just to have a date.
Put his girl together. Put his girl together.
Just to have a date.
Just to have a date.
Put his girl together.
Put his girl together.
Just to have a date.
Just to have a date.
Put his girl together.
Put his girl together.
Just to have a date.
Just to have a date.
Put his girl together.
Put his girl together.
Just to have a date.
Just to have a date.
Immediate seating. Immediate seating, you will be served. Immediate seating. You will be served.
Once upon a you-know-what. As now it was, came a crowd of wonder why, looking for because. Mr. Hoodwink told them all, let me run the joint. Money's what it's all about. Exclamation point. Gives a damn when sound asleep.
Cigar-shaped.
It is, with a glow.
And who is that getting out of the door there.
Looks familiar. My goodness, listen to the chains as the door comes down.
Is this Milwaukee?
Milwaukee? No.
No, this isn't Milwaukee.
This isn't Milwaukee. Tell him.
No, why do you ask?
We have orders to take Milwaukee.
Where?
But why? Why, sir?
Where are you going to take it?
You have a liquid here called beer.
Yeah.
This isn't here. This is not Milwaukee.
They're not going to steal the beer.
Is that a green suit that you're glowing in?
Oh, if they take the beer.
Please do not get personal. Milwaukee, we have to pick up some liquid called beer.
Beer, yeah, they'll take all the beer. I don't know that.
Milwaukee.
That's an UFO, isn't it?
Is that way? No, I don't want to go with you.
It is an UFO.
Let go of me.
In 1939, in the Collège Louis de Grand de Paris, he began his sensational literary career.
Are you afraid of meatballs?
No.
I never paid much attention to them.
You'd better start.
What's there to be afraid of?
Well, at first they're warm and soft. But when you're not looking, they turn cold and hard. That's life.
Well, folks?
Yeah?
That's all the time there is?
Is that all the time there is?
We would like to thank you...
You're welcome.
...before we're taken away...
Yeah, you should be taken
...for away. Your letters. Your letters are a constant... constant form of inky applause.
One letter.
And we love it.
Two.
Not only do the letters cheer us up...
Thanks, Jamie.
...but they tell the management that it's worthwhile.
Yeah, but they
don't. The management is constantly in fear and trembling as to whether it is worthwhile or not.
No, they know it's worthwhile.
At this very moment, I'm going up to see the manager.
You shouldn't do
that. So hold the phone.
No, you should not...
Are you the manager?
Yes.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
What is your name?
Manager.
Ken.
No, you're not the manager.
Nardine.
You're not the manager. You are the manipulator.
Ken who?
Yes, Ken.
Manipulator.
Yes.
Did you say Nardine?
You are the manipulated.
Ken.
Who is the manipulator?
No, you're not.
Manipulator.
No.
Well, you know how it is. You climb a hill or two, and then you... Yeah, but what the hell, you're there. And it's all downhill from there. If you like valley, and I love valley. What's a hill without valley?
To fetch a pail.
You like valley, don't you?
Of water.
I sure do.
Jack fell down.
Something about valley that's kind of down there.
Broke his ground.
The hills sloping up, you know. Makes it worthwhile to climb a hill or two.
Jill came tumbling after.
Here's a hill we can climb.
Oh, good.
Follow me. I think we can get to the top of this hill.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Wait till you see what's up there.
I'd like to see it. We know.
You ready? Close your eyes.
Okay.
See it?
Yeah.
See it?
Wow.
The green light coming out.
Wow.
And the little men.
See it?
Oh, Ken! Ken!
That's Ken Nardini.
Ken! I'll be right there!
Meanwhile, Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater! Our first installment this week... That rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, The Singing Critic.
Mm-hmm.
Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Happy about? Why aren't you at the office?
Now, don't confuse me, dear. One question at a time. Come on in the study and I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, now stop being so mysterious. You never come over here at this time of the day.
Read some of these.
What are they?
Letters. Read them.
All of them? Well, there must be at least a half a hundred.
Well, close. 53. And those are only about one-tenth of the pile that's in my office.
Oh, Rick, are these?
Yeah. The lovely, dear, sweet tenants in that gorgeous building right next to this one.
They like your singing.
Read a couple. Me, me, me. Ho, ho, ho.
Dear Mr. Diamond.
La, 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 la.
Rick.
Go on, go on, go on.
Well, stop sounding like a whole quartet.
All right.
Dear Mr. Diamond, I live in the building across the way from Miss Asher's apartment.
Right over there.
At least once a week, I sit in my living room and listen to the sounds of your melodious voice. Last week, however, I waited for 7 straight days, but without result. You did not sing.
Me, 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 me.
Please, Mr. Diamond, for the sake of my family, continue to sing at least once a week. I am beginning to nag my husband, and yesterday I took the rubber bone away from my French poodle.
Everybody shall be exalted.
You see, it's getting to be a real problem with me, and if you want to save me the $25 a day, I would have to pay my psychiatrist. Sing.
Love.
Yours expectantly, Mrs. Louise Cartwright. Rick, are they all like this?
Well, certainly not. Some of them are really desperate. Now, here's the one I saved out. Read this one if you really want to get a charge. Oh, me, 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 me.
My dearest Mr. Diamond.
Go on. Go on, go on, go on, go on.
I have been listening to your beautiful singing.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What you just read.
I've been listening.
No, 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 the last part.
Your beautiful singing?
Yes, I'm in a tragedy.
Oh, you show off.
Go on, finish it now, finish it.
Well, she's been listening to your beautiful singing.
Oh, yes.
And many times I've seen you going into Miss Asher's apartment, and I think you are as beautiful as your voice.
Oh.
Well.
Now, you said that. Turn off the steam and read the last part.
I wouldn't miss it. Last week, I waited and waited, but you didn't sing.
Everybody shall be exalted.
I know you were in Miss Asher's apartment, and you certainly had the chance. If Miss Asher is the one that won't let you sing, come over to my apartment. I have a piano, and I just love it. 977 Park, apartment 303. Signed, your most ardent fan, Ellen.
Mademoiselle from Armitage Pile.
Rick, what are you doing?
Open your window. Don't you think it's a little stuffy in here?
The air conditioning's on. Rick, now stay away from that piano.
Oh, I knew it, I knew it. Ellen's right. You really don't want me to sing.
At 11 o'clock in the morning? No. I want you to sing tonight when it's more romantic.
Oh, shame on you.
Me?
Yes, you. You want to deprive those poor, discouraged people of a little honest, simple pleasure? You want that woman to take her dog's bone away again?
You idiot.
Oh, no telling what'll happen. Those people might not leave their apartments for days. It'll get to be like a prison camp. Think of it. No food. They won't leave the building even to go out and get an orange or a lime or something. And you know what?
What?
Scurvy.
Oh.
They'll be dying like flies.
Well, go on. What's the matter?
Dying like flies. I wonder who thought up that bright little simile. I've got a big green fly in my office that's so tough he carries a man sweater.
Oh!
Oh, you think it's funny, do you? Think what'll happen if those poor people stay in that building, withering up with scurvy, you fiend.
I know it.
Yes.
It's just that, well, I don't want to share your tonsils with anyone. I'm selfish.
Me, me, me. You're more than that. You're antisocial.
All right. All right.
You mean?
Yes. Sing.
Stout fellow. 101 pounds of fun. That's my little honey bun.
Rick.
Yes?
Did you hear something?
Oh, I think so.
Try it again.
All right. 101 pounds of fun. That's...
Rick.
Yes?
I heard it.
It's that grouch.
Rick.
Yes?
There's an enemy in the camp.
But what do we do? We can't just let those people die over there.
Sing him.
You mean?
Yes. Sing. It's your duty.
You're right. It's no longer a matter of personal pride. I must defeat the grouch at all cost. For those 1,000 starving tenants.
1,000?
Big rooms. Stand back.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You are my sunshine, you are my sunshine. You are my sunshine, you are my sunshine.
He's weakening.
You are my sunshine, you are my sunshine. You are my sunshine, sunshine.
He's nearly down.
You are my sunshine, you are my sunshine. You are my sunshine, you are my sunshine.
There he goes.
You are my sun.
Rick.
Victory?
Decidedly.
Bull Run was never like this.
All right. Now sing Honey Bun and save those poor people.